I need to wind down. This is a sensitive song coming up here. Like I was saying, I was wetting myself earlier when I was contemplating what an amazing thing it is that Paul Kelly is coming back to town. Yeah, you might have, I don't know if you saw him the last time. He was through with a band last time, and it was an unbelievable show. The second time he's played here. The first time he played solo, opening up for Joe Jackson at the Walker. And I went and saw Paul Kelly and left. Yeah. It couldn't have got better than that, so I left. I think I was the only one paying attention that night, but it was that was fine. I was fine with that. It was great. And we get to see him in acoustic mode again. And it's good because you get all the stories and stuff that you might not get in a band show. And Paul Kelly's most recent album is a little thing called Foggy Highway. It's another of his forays into bluegrass. He did this a few years ago before anybody else did it, before all that Soggy Bottom Boys and Oh Brother and all like that stuff made it all hip. He was doing the bluegrass thing years and years ago. And he's come out with his second little bluegrass-y collection with his with a backing band called the Stormwater Boys. But he will be solo at the West End, which is a good thing. If you saw him with a band, you need to see him solo. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be tear-jerking, like this next song. We're going to hear something and maybe another something from the album Foggy Highway. This is a song, wow, Paul Kelly is able to write from the perspective of a kid in such an unbelievably honest and sincere and innocent way, and still devastatingly so in an adult kind of fashion too. You'll see what I mean when you listen to this song right here. It's called They Thought I Was Asleep.
We were driving back from the country one night, Mom and Dad up the front and the rest of us snug and tight. My kid brother grizzled for a little minute till my big sister told him he better quit it or die. It had been a long day in the countryside, playing with the cousins on my mother's side. The sound of the radio closed our eyes, drifting across the seat. And then I fell asleep. Well, I don't know what woke me up. Maybe a country song or a big truck passing by. But I could hear Mama and Papa talking. Papa said something and Mama began to cry. No more words than just soft sobs, and my head began to throb. I just lay there playing dog, breathing slow and deep. They thought I was asleep. They thought I was asleep. Forever till the sobbing stopped. Then they talked for a little, but just too soft to hear. Daddy kept looking at the side of her face, one hand on the wheel, one hand stroking her hair. Hey, headlights shining from the other way. Show tears on the cheeks of Daddy's face. I prayed for Jesus to send his grace and all our souls to keep. Back then I believed. They thought I was asleep. The night was dark and deep. How I wish I was asleep. Hi folks, it's Paul Kelly here. You're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Truss, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Listen to my story. I want you to sit down on my knee. Your eyes are like your mother's and your mother's mother's, deeper than the deep blue sea. All them girls I used to love by the fire, all alone I sit dreaming of. Turn cold. These old bones are aching, these old hands are shaking. Lord, I can't see the page. Sing me the song I taught you. Fetch my wine and water. Never thought I'd reach this stage. Like a fool, acting smart, I let them go. All them girls, long time gone. I lost them one by one.
Loving Jesus. Talk about over and here below, and let's keep a following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Mother? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below? The gospel train is coming. Now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and trouble? Suffering here below, and let's keep a loving in Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Father? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and trouble? You want to go and leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below.
Hey folks, this is Alejandro Escobedo from Austin, Texas, here at the Wimberley Folk Festival, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Please don't make me sleep and say folks. This is Ridley Benton. You're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Oh, it was windy at the Folk Festival this year. Chatham County Line there from their brand new record called Speed of the Whippoorwill. That was Company Blues. Out of North Carolina, they are the finest new bluegrass band going, if you ask me. That was a bit of a bluegrassy kind of a set, wasn't it? Yeah, before that now you'll never guess if you didn't know who that was. Holy moly, that was the front guy from Bad Religion, who were coming to town apparently. Yes, Bad Religion's front guy, Greg Graffin, has a brand new solo record out called Cold as the Clay. On it, he is backed by some fellas you might be familiar with. They go by the collective name The Weaker Thans. You heard of them? Yes. That was The Weaker Thans backing Greg Graffin on a song called Talk About Suffering, sung with a gal by the name of Jolie Holland, one-time original member of the Be Good Tanyas. Wow. An all-star cast, if ever there was one, in a very different way from Bad Religion. Holy moly. Yes, but the whole record is kind of like that. It's his We Shall Overcome the Seeger Sessions thing. I guess it's, I don't know what sessions Greg Graffin would be doing. The Billy Bragg sessions, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, that's what that was from. And a couple from Paul Kelly at the top of that set. Both from his latest record, Foggy Highway, we heard Song of the Old Rake and They Thought I Was Asleep. So you had a song from a kid's perspective and a song from an old man. So and all of life was wrapped up in there somewhere. And Paul Kelly, if you didn't know, is going to be here in Winnipeg 2 weeks from tonight at the West End Cultural Center. Holy. And also, moly. Yeah. Next up. Should we? I will stick with a bit of a high lonesome vein. Well, this ain't exactly high and lonesome. It's a little lonesome. It's not way up there. It's not real high, but it's close. This is a song. Everybody knows this song. Everybody sings this song. Steve Earle sings it, and the Pogues sing it, and all sorts of folks sing it. And now, who's singing it? It's our old pal Frank Black. Yes, yeah, speaking of folks doing stuff you don't expect them to be doing, Frank Black, who you know from the Pixies, of course, he's got another one of these country soul albums out already. Holy moly, he's sticking these things out like they're hotcakes. On it, he does a song called Dirty Old Town, which, yeah, you know the Pogues version. You've probably heard that version by Steve Earle and Bap Kennedy. It's on a Bap Kennedy album. Well, now we're going to hear Frank Black doing it, and it's a duet as well. And this is the exciting thing. This is the most exciting thing about this, is who the duet is with on this brand new Frank Black album. It is with the long and missing, and I wonder what the heck he's been up to for the last 10 years or so, Mr. Marty Brown. Yes. Yes, the return of Marty Brown. Are you excited as I am? No? You don't know who Marty Brown is. What is wrong with you kids these days? Don't know who Marty Brown is. Marty Brown rose to minor prominence about, I don't know. When is it?
I have a Marty Brown album here somewhere.
This isn't his first one. This is his third one. Or is it his second one? I think it might be his second one. This came out in 1993. We're going to hear a cut from this one. Yeah, this is his second album. So this first one was probably 91, I'm thinking. And he put out two more after this. There's only four Marty Brown albums in existence. They all came out pretty much one after the other. And then he disappeared. His first album got a bit of renown in the mainstream country music circles at the time, mainly because it was more of a novelty thing in that he was just so unbelievably hick, and he actually made a bit of a name for himself by touring Walmarts. He would set up in Walmart parking lots, and then eventually he would do in-stores in Walmarts. And that was his people were Walmart people. That's why he wanted to do it. And he was so unbelievably hick and hokey, but he was the real deal. And all four of his albums are well worth searching out. And you probably won't pay more than a couple bucks for them used either. So it's bargain central if you're looking for Marty Brown albums. And they're all great, and especially the first two. The first two are awesome, awesome, awesome. But I don't know what the heck happened to him. And then all of a sudden he turns up on this Frank Black album. And there was a big interview with Frank Black in the latest issue of No Depression. I thought, oh, great. He's going to go on at length as to what a big Marty Brown fan he was and what Marty Brown's been up to and what's going to happen. And, of course, nothing. It mentions he was on your record, and that's all. It doesn't say nothing else. I was very disappointed. So I still don't know what exactly is up with Marty Brown, but he is back playing a song with Frank Black on his latest record, and we're going to hear that right now. Dirty Old Town. Take it away, boys.
I met a girl by the factory wall. I dreamed a dream by the old canal, and I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drift across the moon. Cats are prowling on your beat. Springs a girl from the street at night. Dirty old town, another dirty old town. The siren on the dock. I saw a train light the night on fire. I smelled the spring on the smoky wind. That dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Hey folks, this is Corb Lund, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, country and western.
Well, if your baby ain't doing you right and you're feeling low, go down through the woods, take you a knife and put you a fishing pole. Everything will be alright. Forget your troubles, cast your blues, and face till the morning light. If you see me fishing and you know we're fighting and a woman ain't doing it right, I'll be here on the creek bank catching catfish until the morning light. Back in the fancy bowling man, but there be no scrapping tonight.
be alright. Oh, when she cools down, I'll be back around. Man, I'd rather fish than pie. Yodelay, oh, yodelay, yodelay.
I told Mary the boss, told her about a good sin. Mary cried and forgave me. Mary took me back again. Said if I haunted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't wanna be, I don't wanna see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be. And leave me alone, I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef. Like the winds that bring high tide, you bring sorrow and grief. Made me afraid to face Mary, I barely have the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary is broken, you spell. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Mary is waiting and weeping, down on her shack by the sea. Even after I heard her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. I wanna get away, I just can't stay. Woman, let go of my arms. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I wanna go home. I'm running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never more will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I'm going back home.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Billy. That was a bit of a Marty party there on the Twang Trust. That Marty was, of course, Marty Robbins' Devil Woman, Marty Robbins' number from days gone by, rendered by our old pal, the late, great Billy Cowsill, and the Codependents from their first live recording event called Live Recording Event. What do you know? Before that was Marty Brown. Yes, Marty Brown from his second album, Wild Kentucky Skies, and I'd Rather Fish Than Fight. Yes, indeed. And before that was Marty Brown again, guest starring on the brand new Frank Black album called called Fast Man, Raider Man, and a cover of the old Chestnut, Dirty Old Town. Yes, indeed. Brand new. And whatever happened to Marty Brown? We still don't know. Although he's guesting on this new Frank Black album, we really don't know what he's doing. He's probably working at a Walmart. He's probably stocking shelves. That's my bet. That's my bet. If you hear otherwise, let me know. I tried Googling him. You can't find out anything about the guy. It's crazy. Well, look at that. It's 22 minutes till the hour of 8, and that's when we leave. That's when we go home. That's when the Twang Trust will be over. Oh, no goodness. What's the weather like right now? It's 28 degrees right now. There's a little chance of showers tonight, but not much. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat. You might get some tomorrow, too. Oh, well. Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be kind of cloudy, kind of rainy, maybe. It won't be too bad, but it won't be a great day. Sort of like today, high 28. Then Friday, the sun starts again, and 29 degrees is the high. 27 for Saturday, not quite as brutal. 28 Sunday. So it's pretty much all like that there. Sunny, 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 except tomorrow, which is kind of crappy, but it'll still be hot. Hot. I love air conditioning. We were talking about the Who earlier, weren't we? Yes, we were. And what did we say? We said that Who tickets went on sale and they were way too expensive, so we didn't buy any. If you have one, I'll take one. I wouldn't mind going to the show, I guess, sort of. I don't know. Old folks, huh? I don't know. But some new music out from a couple of Who fans we're going to hear from now. This is going to be a Who-ish kind of a set. We're going to hear something from a new project by a guy that all the kids are hep to around here. I'm not real hep to him as I maybe should be. His name's Robert Pollard. He used to be the head dude in a little outfit called Guided by Voices. Are you hep to them? Are you hepper than me? Because I don't know that much about Guided by Voices. But I know Robert Pollard's a big Who fan. I know, like, the very Who-ish sound to his stuff. And he's got a new combo together. Of course, he broke up Guided by Voices. He's doing a solo thing now. And playing guitar with him on his current tour is the guy that I'm most excited about in this next little set of music, a fella by the name of Tommy Keane. Tommy Keane was once also enlisted as lead guitarist for another fella who all the hip kids are into, Mr. Paul Westerberg. You heard of him? Well, he enlisted Tommy Keane as a guitarist for a tour not so long ago. But Tommy Keane stands along those guys right beside him, as far as I'm concerned, as an artist unto his own self. And you will soon discover that for yourself. But Tommy Keane and Robert Pollard actually have a combo act going. They call themselves the Keane Brothers. They put out a record called Blues and Boogie Shoes. It's brand new. And on it, there's an instrumental song that sounds so much like The Who, it's unbelievable. So we're going to play that in a bit. On this album, Tommy Keane is responsible for all of the music, and Robert Pollard does the singing. And they sort of collaborate on the songs. But the songs are very, very Tommy Keane-ish, for sure. Very poppy, very big story, twangy, chiming guitars, and just full of hooks. And nobody writes a hook like Tommy Keane. He put out a thing in an EP in 1980, I believe it was 84, it's going back a while, called Places That Are Gone, that six songs, absolute perfection. Records don't get better than that. You can put any record made throughout history up against the Places That Are Gone EP, and you won't find a better one. No, records don't get better than that. And we'll hear the title track from that EP. But we're also going to hear something from a brand new Tommy Keane album called Crashing the Ether, which is probably his best album since his album Songs from the Film. That's what I'd say. There's an absolute gem of a tune on here called Warren in the 60s that we're going to play. But we're going to start off with a little oddity from an album called The Real Underground, which is a great thing if you ever get a chance to pick it up. It's got the entire Places That Are Gone EP on here in digital form, the only place you can get that. Plus, there's a ton of demos and odds and sods and stuff on here. We're going to hear one of those odds and sods right now. This is, speaking of odds and sods, this is a Who song. This is Tommy Keane and Tattoo.
Man, we're in friends of brothers. righty. is in the air. Suddenly see Mary Ann with the shaky hair, but they've done to a man no shame. Mary is so pretty, the prettiest in the land. Guys come from every city just to shake her shaky hand. Linda can cook, Jean reads books, Cindy can sew, but I'd rather know. Mary Ann with the shaky hand, what they've done to a man, no shame.
Promises to do that one, and it sounds just like that, I'll pay $225 to go. That was The Who. And before that was a Who fan, Tommy Keane, along with Robert Pollard, his cohort in the Keane Brothers. We heard a bunch of stuff. You can check my website for those song titles later, www.twangtrust.ca. You can go, you can listen to this show all over again. Or another show of recent passing. It's all up there, twangtrust.ca. We'll be back next week with a big Paul Kelly preview amongst many other exciting and wonderful things. Al will be getting you wrongly wired momentarily, so stay tuned for that. And remember that the light at the end of the tunnel is you.
Remove the trees, the copses nod. Wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, far from home.
Into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.